You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
He's got all the tables and drinks ready.
Oh, that's nice.
Jim's got his DVD projector set up. Oh, and Lily's made herself over as a Santa's little helper to do the serving. And she sprayed Freddie's hair with glitter. I'm not sure who he's meant to be.
So sweet. Very festive. Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't able to get over before.
Oh, Ruth.
I started milking as early as I could.
Ruth, but don't worry. It's all under control.
Oh, thanks. You've all been so amazing.
Is Mum with you?
Yeah, she wanted to borrow the big platter. I'm not sure what for.
Okay.
It has something to do with the puddings.
Will you tell her Kenton will be round to pick her up in half an hour?
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's all arranged.
Great.
Is that Elizabeth?
Pip will bring the boys over first, then I'll come with David.
Does he suspect?
I don't think so. Not so far.
Good.
But it's not going to be easy.
Well, good luck, and I'll see you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
All going to plan?
Seems to be. Oh, and Kenton's coming round.
To pick me up? Yes. He's just sent me a text.
Oh, very efficient.
So I'll have plenty of time to lend a hand.
Did you find the platter?
It's in the front hall.
Oh, those blasted youths.
Hi.
You would not believe it. I have just...
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum.
I just popped in to...
You've been for a mud bath.
Yes, ha, ha.
So let me guess, a sheep knocked you over?
A whole hungry flock of sheep.
I remember your father.
Caught me off balance down by the troughs in the muddiest bit of the field.
Oh, you poor thing.
You better go and change.
Yeah, well, that's me done for the day, I ring. I'm glad to say, unless you want me to check the calves.
No.
Good, okay. Well, I might even go and have a bath. Are there any mince pies left?
David...
You staying for tea, Mum?
No, I am...
David, we're going over to Elizabeth's for tea, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You don't sound very keen.
Yeah, well, it's just... Do you think she'd mind if we...
Yeah. No, she's expecting
Come
us.
Come on, don't be such a wet blanket.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can't duck out of it now, so go and have your bath and get changed.
I saw Alan this morning. He said you'd been looking after Daryl.
Oh, Weaver. Not been saying too much, you know.
No.
We didn't want the old village phoning, gossiping. In case there was a fuss. I reckon he could do without all that right now.
But he won't come into the house?
Oh, we tried, Shuler, but...
Yes, I see.
He seems happier down here in the cider shed. Well, not happy, but...
So he's still as low as ever?
Much the same.
Oh... I've not had a chance to talk to him since he came out of hospital.
I had him out helping with the turkeys last week. For the last day or so, he shut himself back in there.
Okay.
Though I don't think I helped on Friday. I pushed him into seeing Rosa.
Oh.
It might have been a bad idea.
Oh, I see. Well, I brought this down for him. A few things he left with us.
Oh, that's good of you. You can leave them with me.
So shall I take them into him now? Might as well, now I'm here.
Well, to be honest, he don't seem too keen on visitors right now.
Oh, well, I don't want to bother him.
Well, not me, any road. But I suppose he might talk to you.
You think so?
Well, it'd be good if someone could get through to him. So, why don't you give it a try?
Daryl? Hello, it's me. Mind if I come in?
Shula.
Yes, I've brought your bag down for you.
Oh.
Sorry, did I wake you?
What? No, I was...
Oh, gosh, it's a bit chilly in here. Has the heater gone out? Let's see if I can...
No, it's okay, you don't have
no,
to...
No, it won't take me a minute. Just let me... There. Whoops. How's that? It'll soon warm up a bit.
Yeah.
Eddie said there's plenty of gas. Here's your bag. Oh. I've put an extra jersey in there and some spare socks. Oh, and some dates and satsumas. We've somehow ended up with more than we can possibly eat. Daryl, look, you must have had quite enough of me trying to tell you what to do. Thinking I know what's best for you. And I wasn't able to be much help at all in the end. I'm sorry. I think perhaps, well, I've been trying too hard. I should have stood back and let you do things your own way.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll do from now on. But if there's any way you think I can help, anything at all, just let me know. How does that sound?
Yeah. Whatever.
These petals. I think the fondant's too soft.
No, honestly, it all looks fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, perfect. Oh, the roses are beautifully done. It's a real work of art, Mum.
Well?
Oh, come on, it's a wonderful cake. Ruth and David are going to be so amazed.
You have to do. Any sign of Shula and Co?
No, not yet, but everyone else is here. And Ruth texted to say they're on the way, so...
All right, I'll just move the cake to the side where it's safe.
Do you want me
to... No, I can manage.
Careful.
I think... There. Oh, did I knock those petals again?
What?
I might have brushed them with my sleeve. I can't quite... Well...
No, Mum, they look fine to me.
Good. Well, perhaps it was just the light.
Mum.
What, dear?
Have you made your doctor's appointment about your cataracts?
Elizabeth, darling, when have I had the time? All these last-minute shopping presents to wrap.
Mum.
Anyway, I can see much better with my new glasses. And I quite enjoy walking instead of...
Hello! Sorry!
Oh, at last!
Hello!
Oh, I know, we're late. It's my fault.
Did you remember to park round the back?
Yes, with everyone else.
Great. Look, quick, come on through. You're just in time.
Hello? It's us. Anyone home?
I'm not being antisocial. It's just been a long day, that's all.
So, just a quick hi and a cup of tea.
Yeah, all right, but I am not up to an in-depth discussion with Lewis about the... Hang on, why is it so dark in here?
Come on.
Ruth? Oh, my...
Surprise!
What?
Daryl?
Yeah, I just come to use the,
So, you coming back up to the house for some tea?
No, you're all right.
Oh, come on, mate. You gonna sit by the fire? I've got a few chestnuts to roast.
Thanks, I'd sooner be on my own.
Hey, come on. We got the DVD of White Christmas.
Do you know what Rosa said to me? That I'd be better off if I'd finished the job. If I was dead.
Daryl.
And you know what else? She was right.
Oh, she was such a sweet baby.
Well, you're looking pretty gorgeous yourself there. Some great pictures, aren't there?
And we get to keep the DVD up.
Yeah. Nice one, Jim.
Now then.
Ooh,
what's
this?
Here.
Ooh.
Another little surprise for you both.
Wow, Mum, that is...
Well, I thought it's not a proper anniversary without a cake.
And what a cake.
Oh, that's so wonderful. The roses. Just like my wedding bouquet. You see, David?
Yeah, that's amazing, Mum.
So clever. Fancy you remembering. Oh, Jill, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's gorgeous. You must have worked so hard.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
I'm glad you liked it.
Like it? I'm not sure if I can bear to cut it. I think that's your cue, David.
Oh, all right. Oh, gosh. Wow. Where do I start? What can I say?
Well, you better say something.
Yes, all right. So, Ruth, 25 years. Our first quarter century. It's not such a bad score, eh? Seriously, though, I suppose that marriage is a bit like the weather. Yep, no. Some days the sun is shining and there's a nice warm breeze, and the next day it's 5 degrees, it's bucketing down, and you're flattening your back in the mud like I was this afternoon. I suppose what I'm trying to say is, for me, well, I've just been so lucky to share these last 25 years with someone as good and kind and clever and lovely and hardworking and generally wonderful as Ruth.
Right.
So, can you raise your glasses, please? To Ruth!
To Ruth!
Now, Pip, Josh, Ben, you might want to look away, as I would like to snog my wife, if that's okay with her.
Yes, please.
Happy anniversary, love. Oh.
No matter what Rosa might have said...
I know what I heard. I got the message loud and clear.
Okay, you don't think she meant it.
So why else did she say it?
Oh, she's what, 16? 17? I've had two of my own. I know well enough. Oh, that age, I don't stop to think. They'll say anything to make you feel bad.
Oh, Rosa's not like that.
Look, Darryl. Rosa's still just a kid. Well, you ask me, she's mixed up and upset and she's hurting inside. It's not because she don't care. It's the opposite. You're her dad. And she wants you back and for everything to be like it was before.
It's too late for all
no,
that.
No, it's never too late.
She thinks I'm lower than dirt. How can I ever get her to respect me again?
By showing her you can get through this and put your life back together again.
Where do I even start?
Look, if you want my advice, don't look too far ahead. One step at a time. Do the little things first. Get outside when you can. I'll find you things to do if you want to keep yourself busy.
I don't know, Eddie. I don't know if
you,
I can.
You can do it. And I'll tell you what else. You're not spending Christmas Day on your own. You're coming to dinner with us.
Christmas dinner?
It's all arranged. There'll be plenty of turkey to go round.
But
if you don't come, you'll upset Clary. We can't have that. Can we?
Poor Leonie.
Christmas is always a stressful time for her. Working, present shopping, office parties.
Oh, I heard she was staying with you.
Yeah, she needed some time out. Bit of TLC.
Yeah.
So, with all that and... with Lindy up half the night making last-minute notes for the panto.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Robert, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Bales. What, is this for your llamas?
Props for the panto. Dress rehearsal tonight.
Oh.
So, as you can imagine, Lindy's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. Tom, Dad wants some help getting the tree in.
Yeah, sure. If you can just hold on.
You not got your tree up yet?
Oh, we decorate ours tomorrow night.
It's traditional.
I hope Linda's not made too many changes, so I have to learn my stuff all over again.
I think you're pretty safe. You're a big star, after all.
Me? Oh, no.
No false modesty, please, Tom.
Really. When you took over for Rob, it was, well, the answer to all her prayers.
Oh, no pressure, then.
Oh, and you heard about this big scene at Rob's place the other night?
Oh, you mean...
Sounds like the party from hell. I feel sorry for his wife.
Yeah.
Don't know what the score is with those two.
No, it's...
strange.
Though, I guess we may find out a bit more at the rehearsal tonight. Jess is helping out with the costumes.
Oh?
Well...
she offered last week, so Lindy...
actually, I'm not sure if she'll...
What? Tom?
Oh, well...
okay, thanks for those, Tom. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, see ya.
Tom, what's that about Jess? Well, it's
nothing, really. It's
nothing?
Just...
Tom?
Look, I came by Blossom Hill yesterday and saw Jess packing up her car.
Packing?
As in packing.
And was Rob in the...
I didn't see Rob. That's it, OK?
Tom,
that's
why didn't you tell me sooner?
Because...
But surely you can see what this means.
If she's gone home on her own without him...
We don't know that she has.
Where else would she be?
Helen.
I knew something was wrong at the party, Tom. It must have been serious. They've had a real bust-up.
Here, try this. It's ginger and peppermint.
Oh.
Now, come on. I've done a lot of research. It's meant to be a very effective remedy.
No, I... Thanks, but I can't drink anything.
Well, not all at once. Small sips. It's fresh ginger. I grated it myself.
All right. Leave it here. I'll see how I feel in a bit.
That's it. Good girl.
Oh, but it's so awful, Linda. I can't possibly face another 8 months of this.
Well, if it is morning sickness...
I don't normally feel like this.
You have been under a lot of stress as well.
Lindy?
Ah.
Leonie?
In here.
But I don't have to do this. Do I? I don't have to sit here and suffer.
Well...
I mean, it's not like it's already been decided for me. I do still have a choice.
Yes, of course. But let's not worry about that now.
Hey, sweetie, how's things?
Oh, Dad, don't ask.
Ah, you poor love. Has Lindy been looking after you?
Yes, but now you're back, Robert.
Yep.
It's an hour until the rehearsal and I've still got so much to do.
Of course.
Ooh. Oh,
Leonie?
Oh, no, excuse me, I'm going to have to...
Mm. Oh, dear.
Yes. Though I think it's as much because she's so upset and confused, poor girl.
So, has she said anything more about... Well...
About what she's going to do? No, not to me.
I know it's got to be her choice, but I...
Well, yes, I'm afraid it has.
I'm just concerned that... If she makes the wrong decision now, she'll regret it for the rest of her life.
Well, that may be so.
And, yeah, I know being a mum will be a challenge for her. She'll find it hard at first, but...
If she's on her own, Robert.
On her own? No. Not if she and James can sort this out. And she'll have us to support her.
I know you'd love to have another grandchild.
All right, yeah. Yes, that's true, but...
So you mustn't let your own feelings get in the way of what is a very difficult situation.
No, of course, I wouldn't dream. I'm thinking of her.
All I'm saying is, we mustn't try and push her either way.
No, no, of course, but as her father, and with James off the scene... She shouldn't have to face this on her own. She needs to talk it through with somebody.
All right. But just be very careful what you say.
Hey, Kirsty.
Hiya. Come to watch the rehearsal?
No, no. Kirsty, did Tom tell you about Jess? You knew she'd gone home.
Helen, I don't know what's happened. All I know is what Tom said he saw.
Well, it's true. I just came down by Blossom Hill.
Helen?
Her car is definitely gone. And Rob's was still there.
Hey, whoa, slow down now.
But it all fits. It all makes sense.
So maybe she's gone home. Why not?
After that scene at the party.
Well, that's not like doing a bunk, is it? She could have any number of reasons.
Oh, come on. They were meant to be going down together tomorrow on Christmas Eve.
Well, maybe her mum's ill or something.
When I saw Rob after the party, he said...
So maybe they're not getting on so well. Big deal. Happens to every
Kirsty,
couple.
Kirsty, he said things were difficult between them.
And does it really matter anyway?
What?
I mean, what's it to do with you? Or me, or anyone?
Of course it's to do with me. If Rob's still here on his own...
Oh, Kirsty. All set to go?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm a bit behind. I had a few things to sort out at home.
Tom's on his way.
Any sign of Kenton?
No. Okay, I'll
just
go on in.
Just in case he's... Oh, Jess Titchener.
What is it?
She sent me a text.
And?
Oh, dear.
What?
She can't make it tonight. That is a shame. She'd offered to help with the costumes.
So, what? Why?
No, I don't know. There's been a change of plan. She's gone home early to Hampshire.
Did she say why?
No, I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh.
So we'll just have to manage. Oh, Kenton, where are you?
You're right. She is looking a touch stressed out.
Hmm.
I mean, even more than usual.
Everyone's here, and she's still faffing around with the props.
Sounds like the stuff going on at home.
Yeah? With Leonie?
Maybe. No dress rehearsal, you know? She's put heart and soul into this.
Yeah.
I'd feel so bad if we messed up and let her down.
Thanks a lot, Kirsty.
Oh, it's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Lots of famous people get stage fright. Laurence Olivier, Brian Wilson, Adele.
Adele?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. I'm fine. If I'm nervous about anything, it's about what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Ooh, what is it?
Kirsty.
Oh, come on, give me a clue.
No.
Oh, just a little one.
No.
Oh.
Though, well, I hope you like surprises.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice ones anyway.
I think this is nice. I hope so.
Sounds exciting.
Right.
Oh, wait.
Everyone, attention, please.
Oh, here we go.
Are you all happy with your costumes?
Yes.
Good. Well, this is our last chance to get it right before we open. So, let's give it all we've got.
Phew. Well, that could have gone worse. In fact, I'd say it was a bit of a triumph, really. We got through to the final scene. No major injuries. Nobody burned down the stage. Poor Lindy. I've told her to run herself a nice hot herbal bath. Lots of lavender. So, what have you been up to? Did you catch up with whatever it
is?
No,
I... not in the mood.
Oh. So...
I can't concentrate. My head's so full of... oh, everything.
Well, if you... I mean, if you did feel you wanted...
No, Dad. There's no point. There's nothing you can say I don't already know.
Okay, okay. Sweetie, I know it's a really difficult situation for you, and I know there aren't any easy answers, and if you'd rather not talk about it, that's fine.
Yes, sorry, I didn't mean to snap.
No, we're not trying to pressure you in any way at all.
Aren't you?
No, of course not. We can't make this decision for you, nobody can, but... I don't want you to have to face it all alone. You're in a tough place, and I just want to try and make it easier for you in any way I can.
I don't know, Dad. I've been sitting here with it all going round and round in my head. I don't know what to do.
You heard any more from James?
Yes, he's still trying to call me, but...
Okay.
I know you think I'm being weak and running away,
no.
That I ought to face up and
no.
Tell him.
Only when you feel ready.
Ready? Dad... This was never part of the plan. James, as a father. Can you imagine it?
Well...
Getting up in the night, changing nappies, pushing a buggy around. I mean, come on.
Surprising what you can get used to.
No, he's just not that kind of guy. And I'm not even sure I'm that kind of girl.
Sorry to call in so late.
No, that's fine. Tom's upstairs with his laptop. Oh, sorry about the mess everywhere. I'm trying to wrap some presents.
Oh, no, don't worry.
So, drink?
No, thanks.
Okay. Well, I'm still recovering from that dress rehearsal, so...
Kirsty, it's true about Jess. She's definitely gone home.
Okay. So it's true. Who cares?
Yes, but...
I can't say I blame her. I wouldn't stay in the same house as
that. Kirsty, that's not all. Rob tried to call me.
When?
This evening. I was in the packing shed and I left my phone in the car.
Did you call him back?
Yes, of course. I tried, but he wasn't picking up.
Okay, so maybe he called by mistake. Hit the wrong button.
No, he wouldn't do that. He's way too careful.
So why didn't he answer yours?
Well...
Look, Helen...
Okay, look, so maybe now Jess is gone, he wanted to talk. Something to tell me, something important. But then he... Oh, I don't know.
I really don't think it's good for you to get your hopes up.
I'm not. I'm just thinking it all through, being logical. I'm trying to work out what's going on in his head.
With a man like Rob, who knows?
So maybe I can't be totally sure, but if I'm right, if he and Jess have split up...
Let it go, Helen.
Let it go? How can I? Don't you understand? I can't just let it go, Kirsty. I can't get it out of my mind. If it's true, it could change everything. My whole life.
The angels said our saviour will be lying in a manger. Let's go to Beth. Beth.
Go on.
Go on, you can say it.
Bethlehem.
Yes!
Let's go to Bethlehem.
Well, that's nice, George.
Now, look, don't get too excited. Why don't you go and sit down for a bit and watch a DVD?
Yes!
Yeah, and keep it down, won't you?
There's still an hour and a half to go.
Oh, bless him. He so wants to get it right.
Yeah. I'm still worried about this lamb. I hope he doesn't drop it.
Oh,
or,
no.
Like, runs off or something.
Adam says it's been hand-reared. George has been practising so hard.
I know.
I'm sure it'll be fine, you'll see.
Oh, great.
Anyway, I've got him his favourite pizza as a treat. Make sure he's got some food inside him.
I just had a text from that lady over Darrington with the Springer puppies.
Oh, any luck?
No, the whole litter's already been sold.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's got to be our last chance.
Well, maybe.
Oh, I can't see where else we'll get one now.
Well, there's always a new year.
Yeah, but it won't be the same for George, though, will it? Having to wait.
No.
Oh. And after what he said to Father Christmas as well.
Well, as you say, it can't be helped.
No, Emma, I'm going to go for a shower, all right?
OK.
George will have plenty of other presents. It won't hurt him to wait a few days.
Well, no, but... Oh, look, Mum, would you mind Kira for me and give George his tea?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but... Great, thanks. I'm just going to nip out for a while.
Where?
Well, not far. I won't be long.
But you will be back in time for the nativity play.
Yeah, I'll be back as soon as I can.
No, you and Dad can go without me.
Oh. Leonie.
It's all right, I'll be fine, I'll stay here.
But you can't miss the nativity. It's such a lovely service. All the children dressed up, looking so sweet, and there'll be carols.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
Well, will you at least tell me why?
Well, just for starters, I've got absolutely nothing to wear.
Oh, come on, that's not true at all.
Linda, all I've brought with me is the few old things I stuffed into my bag.
Come as you are, you'll be fine.
To the church?
Your few old things. You'll be much smarter than me. And guess where you bought that coat?
Oh, but I know what this place is like. They'll all know who I am. They'll all be watching me.
No!
Gossiping behind my back. What's she doing here? Why are you so pale? Where's a boyfriend?
No, don't be silly.
I just don't think I can face it.
Look, all we do is slip in at the back, you and me. We needn't talk to anyone. Then as soon as it's over, we'll come straight back home. It'll do you good to get out and take your mind off things.
Well...
And this year, they'll have real animals in the stable. A lamb from Home Farm and a donkey and
yes,
more...
Yes, 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 all right then. I'll come... Oh, they're so sweet. You don't mind if I have one more look at them?
No, look as much as you like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're lovely, aren't you?
But I'm sorry, I still can't let you have one. Not until after the new year.
No.
I'd like to, but it just wouldn't be fair.
Collie Lab Cross. I'll go to a fair size then.
Big enough.
Well, you remember Ed? My husband. He's a dairy farmer too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So ours would be outdoors a lot of the time, getting plenty of exercise. I think it's a shame to keep a dog that size cooped up, isn't it?
Well, I shan't argue with that.
So what about this lady who's coming in the new year? The woman you've promised first choice to?
Well...
Does she live on a farm?
No. Somewhere by Felpersham.
Oh. Does she have kids?
I'm not sure that she does.
Oh. Right. Well, our son, George, he wants to be a farmer, like his dad.
Oh?
Yeah, that's why he's so keen to have a dog of his own. And I don't think we told you last time that George had a young spaniel, Baz, and he was devoted to him. They spent hours out together, him and his dad, in the woods, all weathers, training him up. Baz was really special to him.
Oh. So?
Well, just a few weeks ago, Baz died.
Oh.
Yeah, it was an accident. I mean, it was no one's fault.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, just one of those things. But... oh, poor George. It's what broke his heart.
Yes, I dare say. Poor lad. Mm.
He's not got over it, really.
Well, our old dog died when I was a kid. I remember how it feels.
Mm. So, that's why I'm here now. I know you've made your promises, but if you could somehow change your mind...
Well, I don't know.
It'd be such a happy Christmas for George. Please.
Susan!
Oh, hello.
Here, I kept a seat for you.
Oh, thanks. Any more word from Emma?
Well, she's on her way, she says.
Oh, did she say where she's been?
No. Now, what she's been up to, when she makes it.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes. Shush, Kira now.
Adam got the lamb sorted anyway.
Oh, you seen it?
Yeah, it's in the vestry. All the kids busy petting it. Oh, so no. Jealous of George.
Fingers crossed then.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me.
Oh, finally.
Hello. Sorry.
You're just in time.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mum. Hello, sweetheart. Shall I take her now?
Oh, go on then. You might as well.
Oh, come on, Poppet.
Mm.
Oh.
Are you going to tell us where you've been?
Well, you'll have to wait.
Oh, no. Shush.
Come on, George. Go for it.
The angel said that our Saviour will be lying in a manger. Let's go to Bethlehem.
Yes!
Oh, well done, yes, George. Didn't he do well?
Yeah, he was the little star then, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I was so proud of him. Got all choked up.
Yeah, I noticed.
Where is he?
George? Are we going home?
Not yet.
We're going somewhere else first.
Where? What are you up to?
Yeah, we'll wait and see. It's a surprise for both of you.
Oh, that was so lovely. I'm so pleased you didn't miss it.
Yes.
Such a wonderful service. It always takes me back to when I was a little girl, my first appearance on stage at my nursery school. Ah, Christmas Eve. And what a wonderful evening. Look at the stars.
Oh. Yes, I think I'd rather not go straight on home. Can we go for a walk?
Oh, there! You see what I mean, Mum? Oh,
well...
Come on, puppies, come on!
Oh, yes, they are very sweet, but...
I still can't believe it. How did he get him to change his mind?
Oh, well, I just used my charm, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He couldn't say no.
I'm still not sure if this is such a good idea. I mean, to bring a puppy home now...
Oh, Mum.
On Christmas Eve, when there's so much else to do,
we'll manage. It'll be fine.
So, which one do you like best, Georgie?
I like them all.
And all full of mischief, you can see.
Yeah, how about this one? Here, see, with the patch.
Is that a dog, or...?
Mum, look, it's licking me!
Oh, bless.
It tickles. Can I have this one?
Oh, you like that one, do you?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, it's a girl puppy.
Please.
Well, Em?
Yes, she's so cute.
Okay, great.
Yes. Well, I suppose if we are going to have one, she is very sweet.
All right, well, I'll go tell the bloke then.
Hey, we'll have to think of a name for her, won't we?
She's called Holly.
Oh, so you've decided already, George?
Holly, because it's Christmas. Oh.
Can we sit here?
Oh, well, if you're not getting too cold.
No,
Oh, so calm. Peaceful, isn't it? Must be quite a change from London. Oh, Leonie.
Oh, sorry. It's all so strange. I've never felt like this before.
No, well, not surprising.
And I'm so confused. All these different thoughts going round in my head. And then that lovely service. And the carols. And...
Yes, I know. I do understand.
Oh, what am I going to do, Linda? I just don't know.
Well, you say James is staying with your friends for Christmas.
With Charlie and Jane in Brighton.
Yes.
I should be there too. I don't know what he's told them.
There's no need to worry about that now. We'll have a nice few days here at home, just the three of us.
But what happens then?
Well, you know you needn't rush into any decision. You've still got time.
Yes, I know, but...
And I agree with Robert. You shouldn't have to face up to this on your own. Of course, you can always come to us if you want to, Leonie. Any time. But then, as soon as you feel ready, I do think you need to tell James. He is the baby's father, after all, isn't he?
Oh, what's the puppy up to now?
Oh, you puppet.
Oh, Emma, quick.
Oh, what?
I'll grab her.
Too late.
Never mind. It's just a little puddle.
Oh. Holly, come on, come on.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah, don't rush her, George. Let her find her way around.
Oh, she fell over.
But so, what about this box for her, Ed?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll sort it.
Holly.
Well, look, I don't want her getting stuck under the settee.
Your feet are just too big for you, aren't they?
Definitely up for it, though. Plucky little thing.
Holly. Oh, hey, George, it's time to get ready for bed now.
Oh.
You've got to hang up your stocking for Father Christmas.
I got my present. It's Holly.
Well, be good and go to bed early.
Yeah, and you might get some more tomorrow.
Yes. No, not too excited.
Or he won't come if you're still awake.
It's going to be the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, thanks to your clever old mummy.
Me?
No.
Yes. Happy Christmas, love.
Happy Christmas.
That's it. Come on. Come inside.
Yeah, what is all this, Eddie?
You'll see.
Oh, excuse me.
Some of us still sleepwalking.
Oh, some of us went to midnight mass and was up early to get the turkey
in. Yeah, well, somebody just tell
there,
me what...
Look, a trap.
Hey?
Here, look, on the side.
Oh, handles.
Yeah, see, I fixed them on so you can get yourself up without me helping you.
Oh, cool.
Handles, yes, that is clever.
Yeah, good and strong, see, fixed on proper.
Oh, well, I'm bloody, you done that for me.
Happy Christmas, Dad.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Daryl.
Daryl, hello.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, happy Christmas.
Yeah.
And the same to you. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, so, that's all I come to say. I'll go off now.
Hey, Daryl.
Wait, Daryl, don't be silly. Where are you going? You come on. Come back in with us.
Yeah.
We're going to sit by the tree and open a few presents.
Presents?
Yeah, have a drink or two before dinner.
Or three.
The turkey's in the oven, the spuds peeled, sprouts ready.
Clary, Eddie, it was really good of you to ask. And well, I know I said I'd come to dinner, but...
What's the matter?
Well, in the state I am, look at me.
Oh, don't worry. Nah. I'll run you a nice hot bath so you can freshen up.
Good plan.
Oh, pretty hot water.
Yeah.
Come on. You come on with me now. We'll get that bath running.
Gran, hello. Happy Christmas.
Thank you, dear. And a very happy Christmas to you too.
Oh, I hope I don't smell too much of pigs.
Not at all.
Bit of a tight turnaround this morning. I've only just had time to change.
You're looking very spruce and smart.
Oh, so are you, Gran. Here, let me take this for you. To tell you the truth, I'm feeling a bit nervous.
Oh, I can't think why.
Well...
Peggy!
Hello, Pat. Happy Christmas.
Oh, and you too. Mm.
Did Helen give you the pudding?
Yes, thanks so much for that.
I hope I didn't put too many almonds in this year.
No. I'm sure it'll be perfect as ever, Gran.
Tony's in the sitting room. He's got the drinks ready.
OK, well, shall we go through and...
Oh, just let me check I've got all my presents.
OK.
I'll go and put the pudding to steam.
We would have arrived a bit sooner, but we drove up by Blossom Hill.
Oh?
Just for old time's sake. It was Helen's idea.
Oh. Must be strange to see it standing there empty over Christmas.
Well, there was a car outside.
Really? Oh, I'd better go and...
Yes, dear.
Hi.
Hey. Happy Christmas.
And you.
Am I late?
No. You're just right. Come on in. Shall I take that for you?
Hey, no, hands off. Not that there's necessarily anything for you in there, but...
Oh, no. Oh,
I've been looking forward to this nice surprise you promised me.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. So excited.
Oh. Oh, they're lovely. They're beautiful.
Oh, good.
Look, Joe.
Earrings, eh?
Silver and topaz. See, Darrow, aren't they lovely?
Yeah.
Oh, such a pretty design.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you, Eddie. So well chosen. Wherever did you get them?
Oh, trade secret.
Oh. Here, let me try them on.
So, who's for a drop more of this? Darrell?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thanks. Got to take it steady, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. There's some more if it's going. Oh, it's...
There. How's that? How do I look?
Oh, yes. Here, come closer. I can't quite...
You think they suit me?
Oh, I can't go wrong with topaz.
What do you reckon, Darrell?
Oh, you look smashing, Clary.
Oh, thank you.
If he says so, you've got to believe it. Yeah, so is that all the presents now?
Yes, we...
No, wait, Eddie. There's one more under the tree.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Here you are, Darrell. This is for you.
What? For me? A present?
Yeah. Just a little something.
Oh,
go on, you better open it.
Oh... Right, blimey, I wasn't expecting Santa this year.
Yeah, well, there's no chimney in the shed, so...
Oh, two presents.
Well, it's two in one, really.
A shirt. Oh, that's... and a jumper.
I hope you like the colour.
Yeah, it's...
And you're about the same size as Eddie, so...
Minus the beer belly.
I did keep the receipts just in case.
No, well... they look great. Perfect.
Oh, good.
Keep the winter chills out, eh?
Yeah, that's... thanks, all of you. Thanks so much. That's ever so kind.
Oh, I'm glad you like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Well, I wasn't expecting, and I've got nothing to give you, have I?
Oh, don't let it bother you, mate.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, me, I got a whole heap of presents here already. I can't hardly move.
Yeah, me too.
Same goes for all of us. And it's just so nice for us to have you here, Darrell.
Yeah, right.
Thanks. Thanks again.
Now... Dinner's almost ready, so why don't you all come and sit at the table?
Now, who's for more pudding?
Thanks, Gran, I couldn't.
It's fantastic as ever,
yes,
but...
Yes, please, just a spoonful.
Well done, Kirsty.
Oh, right, well, if she's having some...
I'm greedy.
Tony?
I think he's still in the loo, sorting Henry out.
Oh,
maybe I'll go and...
There you are, Kirsty.
Oh, thanks.
Mind? You won't fit into your new lovely top.
Oh, you. It is lovely, though. I'm a very lucky girl.
Yes, aren't you?
I love surprises.
Yeah? Well...
Oh, it's me.
Who's that?
Sorry.
Helen.
So turn it off.
Sorry, you don't mind if I just...
No, I won't be all right, he must. On Christmas Day? Who on earth?
Rob. Hello?
Hi. Happy Christmas, Helen.
Thanks. And you too. What's happening? What's going on?
I need to talk to you.
Helen?
Yes, of course. Do you want me to come...
Yeah, no, not now, not today. We need some time. Can we meet?
Yes, when?
Well, not tomorrow either. A lot of the guys are still off.
So...
Friday?
Yes. Yes, but...
Helen, are you...
Oh. What time?
Make it afternoon. Evening. I'll call you again, okay?
Yes, okay.
No, I have to go now. I'll see you then.
Rob.
Bye.
Happy Christmas.
Sorry, I... There's coffee if you want some.
Tom, I need some space.
Right.
I'll join you in a second, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget the brandy sauce.
Oh, yes, please.
Where's Tom?
Right. So.
Is Helen still...
Hello. I'm here.
Oh, hey. And look. There's still one more cracker.
Oh, yes.
Kirsty, shall we pull this one?
Oh, yeah.
So, ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, and...
Yeah. Oh, look.
Oh, there's another present inside.
Is that for me?
Yes. Open it.
Oh. Oh, my...
Hey, oh, is that...
Oh, what a lovely diamond.
Tom? What?
And there's a question to go with it. Kirsty Miller... Will you marry me?
Oh, yes! Yes! Well
done. That was William. They're on their way down with the kids.
Oh, great. Yeah, Bartleby. Won't be long, eh?
That's right. Oh, here, you carry on.
Eddie, do you think Daryl's all right?
Eh?
Well, he seemed a bit quiet over dinner.
Yeah, well, it must be tough for him.
Yeah.
His girls and his missus, Christmas, you know, not like being with his own family.
No. Poor man.
You need hand there, Joe?
Oh, no, darling, doing fine.
OK, then, I'll...
Then, Bartleby.
Here's a treat for you, old fella, eh? Nice bit of carrots.
Oh, yeah, he'll like that.
Yeah, there. There you go.
Lovely grub.
Tomorrow, you and me will go out for a drive.
Yeah.
Only if it's warm enough, Joe. Oh. I don't want you catching a cold.
There's room for two Daryl meatpiece if he wants to come and... Daryl?
Oh, where's he gone to now?
He slipped off. I'll see if I can find him. Daryl? Hey, Daryl! Don't rush off, we're not done yet.
Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, there's tea and mince pies and Christmas cake.
Will you say thanks to Joe and Clary too?
Well, yeah, but...
You've been very kind, but I'll be heading off now.
Daryl!
Surprises.
Oh, just a bottle I put aside earlier.
Kirsty, let me just see that ring again.
Oh, you lucky thing.
I know.
It's lovely, Tom. And in a cracker. How on earth did you manage that?
Oh, wow.
It must have been magic.
Yeah, talk about romantic, Tom. Well done, you.
Oh, I had a feeling we might be in for a surprise.
Did you?
Gran's been my special advisor.
Oh. Well, it's lovely news. I'm so excited.
There we go, Gran.
Oh, just a small glass for me, thank you.
Mum?
Oh, yes, thanks.
And one for you, Helen?
Wait. Let me just hug you both again.
Oh, it's just so wonderful. I'm so happy for you both. Mm. Happy Christmas.
Scruff, come on. Oh, oh no.
Leonie!
Scruff, get in, quick, go on.
Leonie, wait!
James!
Stay there! Don't run away again.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Well, you've no right to come here.
No right? Leonie, you walk out on me, disappear, you don't answer my calls, you leave me to have a miserable Christmas day in Brighton.
You think my Christmas has been all fun and games?
Well, whose fault is that? Oh, Leonie, I just want us to talk. I want you to tell me why.
No.
Leonie!
No, James, please, go away. Leave me alone.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
So, did Mike twist your arm, or...?
No, I offered to come in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need the money, and it's not like I had any other plans today.
So, do you have a good Christmas?
I want to show Rosa.
I think Rosa's going to do the bottling, sweetheart.
Please.
Oh, well...
What's this?
Look, I've got a new puppy. She's called Holly.
Oh!
No, keep hold of her, George. Don't let her down.
No, no, we don't want her running around out here.
Oh, hello, Holly.
Not too close to me, neither. I want those little paws on my lovely pashmina.
Do you like Holly, Rosa?
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Oh, sweet.
Look, you can take her back to the car now, George.
You okay. Should have seen our lounge yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Talk about a disaster zone. Wrapping paper everywhere.
And
that's
dear.
Apart from all her little accidents.
Yeah, and whose knee did she fall asleep on after dinner?
Oh, hey? Well, she's fine when she's sleeping. I hope some fresh air might tire her out. We'll find out when we get home.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Susan.
So, how was your Christmas day then, Rosa?
Fine. Yeah, it was good.
So, were you at home with your mum and sister?
Where else would I have been?
Okay.
Sitting in a shed with that sad loser who says he's my dad. I don't think so.
Yeah, well... Actually, your dad went round to Keepers for dinner, so he wasn't all on his own.
You think I care? If he wants to spend his time boozing and taking pills and getting nipped for shoplifting...
Well, as far as I know, he stayed quiet and he kept to himself.
Ed, I really don't give a...
Didn't you miss him at Christmas?
Miss him? Ed, he says how much he cares, how much he loves me and Anna. So why does he do all this stuff? What's the matter with him?
Yeah, I think he does care about you a lot.
No! Please, don't keep laying this guilt on me, making me feel bad about it.
Yeah, all right, but there's one thing that you should know. When he got nicked, well, it was for you.
What?
The shoplifting. He was trying to get you a Christmas present.
No. No, I don't.
Rosa.
Leonie!
No! I said go away! How dare you follow me home?
I'm not going anywhere until you tell me why and what this is all about. Well, what? Have I done something to upset you? Do you think I'm having an affair or something?
Because James! I'm... If I tell you, will you promise to go away and not to try and follow me inside?
What? Look,
promise.
All right!
I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm pregnant. Now, please, go away and leave me. I don't want to talk about it now.
I said to your mum we'd take a few things down to Darryl.
Oh, yeah?
Some mince pies and, you know, some fruit and cold turkey.
Okay.
I know she'd have been happy to do it herself, but...
Okay, Holly. There you go. Into your box.
Well, let's hope she settles down in there.
She'll be fine.
Mm. Anyway, I'd like to do something for Darryl myself.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
And from what you say about Rosa, well, I don't suppose she'll be paying him any visits.
No.
Oh, I do think that's sad. I can understand her being angry, of course,
yeah, well,
but...
Yeah, it's not just that, is it?
Huh?
Well, I reckon deep down inside she's really hurting.
Oh, yes, I could understand that too.
It's no use me saying any more. It's up to her.
Yeah. Oh, poor girl. So, you think Daryl's at the cider shed now?
Well, I can't think where else he'd be.
Right.
Take you down if you like.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, I've got some steaks to take down for Dad.
Oh, so. Thanks.
I'll see if George wants to come. Get him away from that screen for a bit.
Good idea. I'll just get me coat. Oh! Oh, no!
Susan?
Oh! Oh!
What's up?
My scarf! Oh. My lovely scarf! Oh, it's disgusting, that puppy!
Yeah, I can see what she's done.
Oh!
Can't you wash it?
Wash it? No, it's pashmina. Oh, it's ruined.
Come in. It's good to see you.
Did Ma tell you I was...
Yeah, we've been expecting you, though not quite this early.
I need to talk to Ma. Is she...
No, she's still down at Bridge Farm. I had some work to catch up on, so I...
Will she be long?
Well, I'm sure if you want to go and join her...
No, I'm not in the party mood.
Right. So you're going to join me for a drink?
No, thanks.
Lillian said you'd come to find Leonie?
Yes. Yes, I've just spoken to her.
And I take it she didn't fall into your arms?
No, not exactly.
So you still don't know what's eating her?
Well, yes, yes, I do now.
Oh, so?
She's pregnant.
You're kidding.
No.
And I assume this wasn't planned?
No, it wasn't part of the plan at all.
I see. And how does Leonie feel about it?
I don't know. She's refusing to even talk about it.
Yeah, well, if I were you, I wouldn't take it personally. Her almost must be all over the shop.
But I never signed up for this, Matt. Kids, babies, antenatal classes, responsibility. Do I really want all that at my time of life?
Yeah, difficult one.
Oh, I think I'll give Ma a call.
No, don't do that.
I need to talk it through,
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, no need to bother Lillian about it now. Look, sit down, have a drink.
But it wasn't Holly's fault, it was Kira.
Oh? Kira? How did you work that one out?
Because she gave Holly Christmas pudding.
What?
Say that again.
Kira gave Holly Christmas pudding. That's why she had a bad tummy.
Oh.
Well, I guess that figures.
Well, even so, it's no excuse, really.
Holly will learn. Emma's booked her in for training classes after her chaps.
You won't take her back, will you, Nan?
Take her back?
Because she's naughty.
No, George. Of course we won't take her back.
Good, because I'll be really sad.
Holly's part of the family now, for better or worse. And look, if I hadn't washed my scarf carefully, it'll
be... Hey, up, is that Rosa?
Where?
There, stood by the gate. Yeah, that's her scooter.
Oh, you think she's come to see her dad?
I don't know. I'll give us that bag, Susan. You wait here for a minute. Rosa! Well, if you want to see your dad, I should go on in.
I don't know.
Why not? I'd be pleased to see you. We'll clear off. We'll leave you to...
No. No, I'm not sure.
Go on. You don't have to stay. Just go and say hello.
No. It's no good. I just...
Rosa.
I can't, Ed. I just... can't do it.
A baby in the house. How do we cope? What would it do to our relationship? I couldn't face the thought of it all falling apart and...
Well, so... She's pregnant. But that doesn't mean...
Yes. Will she even want to go through with it? How can I know if she won't even talk to me?
Maybe she's waiting for you to take charge, you know, be strong for her. Help her make the choices.
But I don't even know what I want myself, Matt.
Okay. Okay, well, let's weigh up the options here.
As I see it, you've got three choices. First, you turn your back and walk away a free man. Second...
No, I don't want that.
OK. OK, that narrows it down. So, second, you go to her and say, you love her very much, but you're just not ready to be a dad. And third, well, you bite the old bullet. Let nature take its course, if that's what you both decide.
So, what would you do in my place?
Me? Yeah, well, I'm not exactly a big role model here, am I?
I'd still like to hear your opinion.
OK. Well, I'll tell you what. So I never took the plunge myself. Kids and ties and responsibilities. Timing never seemed right. And I'm not saying I have any big regrets, but if I had my time again, I might have done it different.
Really?
Maybe. And, well, the other thing, it never hurts to take stock, you know. Step back and take a look at yourself. You're not getting any younger. The old express train's whistling down the tracks, and there's only one stop at the end of the line.
So, you're saying I should go for option three?
Yours and Leonie's choice, not mine. But, seems to me, you and Leonie, you've got a good thing going. You've had your ups and downs, but you've stuck at it.
Yes. Yes, we have.
Well, that says a lot to me about how strong you are.
Thanks.
And, OK, you say this wasn't planned. Well, I don't believe in fate. But you've been dealt a chance here. If you were ever going to do this, maybe now's the time. And who knows? May not come round again.
Such lovely news. I was so thrilled.
Me too.
Yes, a big romantic moment. And now I've got her out here trimming cabbages.
Not true. I volunteered.
So, when's the happy day?
We haven't got that far yet.
Springtime, perhaps?
Ah, yes. A spring wedding. Something to look forward to through all these dreary winter days.
I shan't leave it too long in case she changes her mind.
You.
Well, it may have come as a surprise to some people, but I've been watching you two at rehearsals.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Oh, Helen, hello. Well, you're busy, so I'm just going...
So, fingers crossed for tonight.
Oh, well, after all our hard work and with such a talented team, I'm sure it'll be a huge success.
Glad to hear you sounding so confident, Linda.
Well, I can't pretend I slept too well last night.
Oh.
Well, I've had so much to think about. But if you two can perform as well as you've done at rehearsals, we'll have them eating out of our hands.
OK. Bye. Till later.
Bye.
So, no pressure then.
How are you getting on?
Oh, making progress.
Yeah, last crate almost ready to go.
Oh, thanks, Kirsty. It means we can get them on the shelves before we reopen.
No, it's been fun.
Yeah. Nothing like the smell of wet cabbage on a cold winter's afternoon.
OK, well, I'll take over the rest.
Yeah?
It's OK, I don't mind.
No, I'm sure you've got other things to do.
Yeah, I might go and see how Jazz is doing.
OK.
I'll see you back home then.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you. Honestly, if you want to go now, I'll manage.
Sure.
Yeah, we're all through in the dairy. It's nice to keep busy.
But you are OK, aren't you?
Yes, of course. I'm fine.
Leonie, why are you out here? Is everything all right?
I just wanted some fresh air.
In the dark?
I feel as if I've been trapped inside all day. I daredn't go out in case.
Leonie, I know it was upsetting for you to bump into James like that, out of the blue.
Ambushed? He ambushed me when I was walking Scruff.
But he is still up at the Dower House, isn't he? You're going to have to talk to him sooner or later.
No! Oh, I don't know.
Well, perhaps this isn't the time to discuss it. I really must get my thoughts together before the show. Calm down, relax and focus. Channel all that nervous energy.
I hope it goes well for you, Linda.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll be sorry to miss Dad as Friar Tuck.
Miss? But surely you'll be there to see...
I can't, Linda. I don't want to risk... Oh, that's him. Oh, that's James. Oh,
Leonie, wait. Stay here.
No, I don't...
can't put it off forever.
Leonie!
Better do it here, now, and get it over with.
Linda, hello.
James, good evening.
I hope you don't mind me calling in like this. I need to have a word with Leonie.
Oh?
James.
Yes, of course. Well, I've got lots to do, so I'll leave you to it. Bye.
James.
Leonie, I need to say this, so please, hear me out. I'm sure, I mean, I know you must have been just as confused and mixed up about all this as me. Perhaps even more so, as you're the one who's...
Yes, well, as I'm the one who's actually pregnant.
Yeah, but I do think it might help at this stage for you to know what my feelings are.
All right. So what are they, James?
Well, you don't need me to tell you that I mightn't be a natural when it comes to this whole parent thing, being a... Father?
No.
But I want you to know that if it's what you want, if that's what you decide, then, well, I'll be right there with you.
You?
Yes. So maybe it wouldn't be easy. It'd be a steep learning curve for both of us. But I think it'll work out. I think we can do this.
Do you? I mean...
Yes, I do. And, sweetie, all I really want is, whatever we decide, we do it together.
Wow. They're all here. Half the village.
Is Helen?
Yes. She sneaked in at the back. Mum's got Henry.
Oh, good.
Oh, the place is jammed. Scary, isn't it?
It'd be scary if it was half empty.
All right, we're almost ready to go.
We've got a full house anyway, Linda.
Oh, yes. And I can't see any sign of... It's standing room only.
Yes.
Oh, well. Now, this is it, everyone. Kirsty.
Oh, right.
Good luck.
Patrick.
Now, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sweet maid, you know you stole my heart. I grieve each moment we're apart.
I stole nothing, sir. I am no thief. So do not blame me for your grief. The man who take me for his bride must win me fair or step aside. No honest maid would be truly wed with a stolen ring in a stolen bed.
Oh, alas, for me to be treated so. For in her heart she surely knows. I robbed the rich, grown fat with greed, to help the poor with mouths to feed. My Lincoln green I'll change for brown, and so I'll follow her to town. And there a wedding ring I'll find, to win my love and make her mine. Shh! But hark! Is that the woodcock's cry? Perchance the sheriff passes by.
Sorry. Excuse me. Rob?
Hi. Sorry, is this a bad time?
No, it's fine. I've been waiting for you to call.
Yes, I know. I've been flat out all day.
Oh, so...
Look, I don't know what your plans are.
Nothing. I mean, I've no plans at all, really.
So, where are you now?
I'm at the village hall.
The village... Oh, hell, yes, Panto.
But it's okay. It must be nearly finished now.
Okay, well, look, why don't you go back in and see the end?
No. I mean, I don't mind missing it.
Well, you might as well. I'm still busy for another hour or so.
Okay.
But, look, can we meet up then, when it's over?
Yes. Yes, where?
Well, why don't you text me when it finishes? I'll come down and meet you there, on the green.
The green?
Unless you'd rather come up to mine.
No, that's fine. I'll look forward... I'll see you there.
Tom, Kirsty, I am so proud of you.
both.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks.
I think I can say, without the slightest hint of flattery, that you are two of the most talented leads I've had in all the years I've been doing this show.
Wow.
I'm not sure if we were that good, Linda.
Oh, yes, you were. 5 curtain calls. I'm pretty certain that equals our record.
Not just for us, though.
No, the whole cast were brilliant.
Oh. And the directing, too, of course.
Oh, well.
Yes, you made all this possible, Linda.
Tom, that's very kind of you.
Linda!
Oh, Naomi. Excuse me, I was just... Hello.
Hi.
So, did you...
Linda, hello.
Oh, James too.
Yes, is Dad around?
Robert, well, I think he's already gone to the pub.
Oh, OK. Well, James and I, we've got something to tell you.
Oh?
Yes, now I've caught up with her and we've finally had a chance to talk it all through.
Oh, don't say it like that. I feel so mean.
Oh, honey bunch, I'm just as much to blame as you are. It's all water under the bridge.
Oh, you are so sweet to me.
So do I gather you've had a reconciliation?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And we've decided we may not be a couple for long.
What?
Well, there could soon be 3 of us.
Oh, you mean you...
Yes.
I'm going to keep the baby.
Oh.
So if all goes well, we'll be a mummy and daddy.
Oh, that's...
And you'll be a grandma again.
That's wonderful. Marvellous. Oh, I'm so delighted.
But, mum's the word?
Yes, yes, of course. But you must go and tell Robert. He'll be so thrilled.
Helen.
Hi.
Hi. It's good to see you.
You too.
I wish we'd been able to meet sooner.
No, don't worry about it.
I've been up to here at work and I really felt we needed some space.
I understand.
So, do you want to sit in the car or go somewhere?
No, no. Here's fine.
Okay. Well, I'd better get this out of the way first. It's all over with Jess and me.
Right. I mean, I'd kind of guess.
She's out of my life, for good. Finito.
Oh.
I can see now it's been over for a while, but I just not faced up to it. Been going through the motions. That party was, the final nail in the coffin.
Does she know about me?
Oh, no, I've said nothing. She hasn't a clue.
So what happens now?
Well, that rather depends on you.
Me? How?
Helen, ever since we met, you are the only one I've wanted.
Rob...
It's just taken me a while to realise that. It's been killing me. Having to pretend, forcing myself to stay away from you.
But how can you say this now?
It's true. What else can I say but... I'm sorry. I love you.
Rob.
I always have. I've never stopped.
Rob, no, wait.
What is it?
It's not as simple as that.
Why? I want to be with you, so... I'm going to divorce Jess.
Divorce?
It's over. You're the one that I want...
You say this to me now, after all that's happened. Why should I believe you?
What more can I say? I'm not defending the things I've done, the way I've behaved. Perhaps I don't deserve it, but... Please, give me another chance.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.